church. When I lift up my hands, I acknowledge I am yours to come and I surrender everything that I am when I worship. When I worship, when I worship, when I bow at your feet, this revelation of your glory I see. That's my way, but you will I seek when I worship. When I worship, it's not for the things that you do, not the trials you brought me through, not because you're so faithful and true, but when I worship, yes, I do. When I worship, when I lift up my hands, I acknowledge I am yours to come and I surrender everything that I am when I worship. When I worship, when I worship, when I bow at your feet, this revelation of your glory I see. Not my way, Lord, but your will I seek. When I worship, when I worship, it's not for the things that you do, not the trials you brought me through, not because you're so faithful and true. When I worship, it's just because I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's just because I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's just because I love you. Yes, I do. 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 Yes, I do.
Do you really love him? Come on, if you really love him, stand to your feet all over the building. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but when I drove on the parking lot, I couldn't help but see this car in the ditch over here. Looks like they had a party last night. And the party was so good, they left a residue here today. That car is the residue. I don't know about you, but I have come into this house, gathered in his name, to give him some praise and to give him some worship. That calls for a celebration. Hallelujah! How many of you know that celebration across the yard had to end? Hallelujah. But this party ain't got to end. There's no last call for alcohol. I ain't gotta call Uber because I drank too much. Hallelujah. I can get all that I want to get. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is time for the word of God to go forth in this place on today. Anybody expecting something from the word of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ain't going through a lot of hell this week, but I've gone through a little bit. Hallelujah. But I've come here today, amen, to nurture my spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So put your hands together and let's welcome our very own, none other than Minister Linda Dunn. Put your hands together for her right now.
But we don't think the pastor and his family should ever get away. But sometimes they have to get away. And yeah, the atmosphere is not the same. But you know what? You remember when you were at home and mom and dad had to go somewhere and they had to leave somebody else in charge? It wasn't like mommy and daddy, but you had to obey who he left in, who they left in charge. Amen. So I thank the Lord this morning. I just pray that they are relaxing and having a good time. He didn't tell me that. He didn't tell. I found out through Sister Stephanie. And I said, well, Pastor didn't tell me that. But that's okay. Yeah. But anyway, I just thank God this morning. And I am that living testimony. And I thank the Lord that I am still alive. You know, that my mama used to tell me, said the doctor said you wouldn't live to get 12. Ooh, wee, how far am I from 12 now? I'm not going to tell, but I'm a little ways from 12. But I thank God that I'm still alive, and some of the stuff that I've gone through in my life, you know, I'm surprised that I'm still alive. I thank God. Sometimes I thought I was taking my last breath, but I thank God. And you know, when you say, I worship, it's just to say, I love you. Y'all, I love the Lord. You know what? I sell everything I got, give away everything I got for the love of God. Because you know what? When it comes judgment day, listen, and if you have to stand in his faith, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. So you need to give up the right, give up the wrong for the right. I'm sorry, don't give up the right for the wrong, but give up the wrong for the right. Amen. Because nothing else will matter. Amen. So I was thinking, you know, I've been to school these 9 months. And oh my God, I thought I was going to lose my mind. I really, really thought I was going to go crazy. I thought this side of my head was just going to fall off. And I didn't understand it. I would sit at the kitchen table and try to study and end up with my face in the other chair just crying and boo-hooing to God. I said, God, I can't take this. And then I'd wake up in the night and I said, did I read anything? Did I study? Did I write? What did I do? I don't know. And I thought I was losing my mind. How many of you know sometimes you got to share what you're going through? Somebody else might can attest to what you're going through. So one morning sitting in class, I started talking to the lady in front of me and I said, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm going to lose my mind trying to study. And she said, you too? She said, me and my husband. And then I told another lady, she said, Sister Dunn, I just stood up in my bed one morning and started hollering and screaming because I didn't know if I had done my homework. I didn't know if I had read. I didn't know what day it was. I didn't know nothing. And so I said, when I leave this place Saturday, it won't see me no more. I'm through with it. I said, I'm not going to go crazy trying to learn the word of God. But you know what? After I walked out of that place, let me tell y'all, I took my test. Life and teachings of Christ did. I made 95. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, I did. And then I took my other test, the gifts of God, and I learned I made 92. Yeah. When I took the paper to the desk, I said, just gonna give me a silent F. Because I thought I had flunked. And then my grade point average for life and teaching of Christ was 92. I said, thank you, Lord. Now, I haven't gotten the rest of the grades back, but I thank God and I know that's God because of myself, I could do nothing, nothing. And I thank God and I told Brother Andre, you know, after I walked out and got to the car yesterday, I said, you know what, God, I think I could do this again. I don't know if I'm still crazy or not. I don't know if that's I'm crazy talking. But I said, I think I can do this again. And so I told Brother Andre, I said, you can probably go. I don't know where Pastor Lane will put you. I just got bachelor's. He might put you in your doctor's. He might put you in master's. I don't know. But I was saying I was going back for my master's next year. But I said, God, I don't know. I woke up this morning. I said, I must be crazy. But I thank God. Anyway, but that was a pit call for me. But how many of you know that all that goes on in the pit is not bad for you? That was a pit call for me. Brother Andre, I'm going to ask that you would read the scripture for me from Psalms 41 through 2. Now, I promise you, I'm not going to be before you long, but you're going to get something from this.
It says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings.
Wow. Thank you so much. The title of the subject today that I'm using, what I'm using for the subject, is it's a pit experience, but I'm coming out. I'm coming out. It's a pit experience. How many of you know that everything you go through is not bad for you? How many of you know that even when you're in the pit, that's not a bad place to be all the time? Yeah, David said, I was in the pit, and it was miry, it was sticky, and it was wet, and it was low and it was cold off in there. And then on top of that, you're going through what you're going through, your struggles and your emotions and everything is tied up in this. But you're going through it. You're in the pit. I want you to know today that the pit, I want to change your mind about the pit. You say, well, I'm so down and I'm so out. It's not always bad to be down and out. Because in your downtime, that's when you learn something. Paul said, I learned obedience by the things that I suffered. Sometimes you got to go through some stuff. You got to go through some things that you don't want to go through. But God will use those very same things to set your feet on a solid rock and to establish you, just like he did David. Now David said, I'm in this pit. He realized he was in this pit and he said, but I'm waiting patiently for the Lord. Now how many of you know it's not easy to wait on the Lord when you're in the pit? How many of you know it's not easy to wait on the Lord? He said, I'm waiting patiently. Because why could David wait like that? Because he looked back over his life and he thought things over. And he began to look at the things that God had done for him. And so he said, if God did that for me, he would do this for me. So all I have to do is just keep waiting on him patiently. He said, I know he's going to do it. I know he's going to bring me up out of this. How many of you know that no matter where you are right now, you might be in the pit. I felt like I was in the pit. Trying to go to school, my family, my job, everything. My finances was in a mess. Everything in my life was tore up from the floor up. But how many of you know that I just kept on pushing? And all these 9 months, I never had nobody to say. And it hurt me to my heart. I said, nobody never told me, you can make it. You're going to make it. But that last week, I had some people to tell me, you're going to make it. Sister Ellen told me, you can make it. You're going to make it. But I said, I told my children, y'all, I'm about to lose my mind. I'm so tired. Nobody said, you can make it, but God. Sometimes, how many of you know you got to encourage yourself sometimes? All the time, you're not going to find somebody to give you that little pat on the back. But God said, you got to encourage yourself sometimes. And I used to have to go away and say, okay, God, I'm going to make it. But there were times when I wanted to go get all the towels and throw them all in and say, I give up. Forget about it, God. I can't do this. This is too much for me. This is too hard for me. But God knows just how much you can bear. He said he wouldn't put no more on you than you could stand. So here David is in the pit. But how many of you know that in the pit, David had joy? In the pit. Because the joy of the Lord was his strength. How many of you know that while he was in the pit, he had peace because he had the Prince of Peace in the pit with him? Because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So wherever you go, I'm going to be right there with you. How many of you know that he had, what all did David have in the pit? He had so much in the pit with him that, you know, when you're down and out, you think you're by yourself, but you're not by yourself. You got God and you got God Almighty. He had power in the pit. He had everything that he needed in the pit. Now, so what was David going to do? He said, I'm just going to keep waiting. He said, because I know that the Lord will incline to me. I know that he's willing and I know that he's ready to help me. How many of you know that God's going to help you like that? How many of you can believe that God wants to help you no matter what situation, no matter what circumstance you're in, that God is willing and ready to help you? Amen. Sometimes I don't think we know what a mighty, mighty God we serve. But he said, I'm going to just keep on waiting. How many of you remember that little story about the goat being in the well? Yeah. You got people sometimes. Sometimes you're in the well because of persecution. And people slander your name. And people say, bad, who do she think she is? Who do he think he is? Why this? Why is she that? And why is she that? You're in the pit and they're throwing dirt on you. Tell them to throw all the dirt you can. Because how many of you know that the more dirt, the higher you rise? Because the more they threw that dirt in on that goat, and he was just a goat, he knew to shake it out and pack it under his feet. And that's what we got to do. When people throw dirt our way, when they don't like us, when we got haters, like you say, so come on, throw your dirt. Throw some more dirt. Throw all of the dirt. Go get a truckload of dirt. Because the more dirt, I I'm going to shake it off and pack it under my feet, and I shall rise above this circumstance. You're going to rise above your circumstance. God is a good God. And how many of you know that God is not using you? You say, God, bless me. Bless me, God. And then you find yourself in the pit. You say, God, I didn't ask for this. But how many of you know that God will use those bad circumstances to elevate you to the next level? He's got another level to take you to. But sometimes we just think we're just going to put on our little old robe and just march across the stage to it. It don't happen like that sometimes. Sometimes you got to go through some stuff. But how many of you know that it's making you? How many of you already know about that egg and the chicken trying to peck its way out? And you go, I'm going to help you. And you break the egg and get the chicken out, and the chicken die. Yeah. And how many of you seen the little cocoon and the butterfly is trying to swarm to get out, and you try to help it out, and that butterfly can't fly? Yeah. If you're ever going to be strong, you got to go through the process that God is taking you through. And it don't always feel good. You lose some nights of sleep. You lay there and you wonder, you try to work it out yourself in your own mind. But why not just give it up and say, God, you're in control. I'm going to let you have it. Sometimes I have to tell God about my children. I said, God, you show love them more than I do. Because right now I don't feel like I love them. So I'm just going to put them in your hand, God. And I'm just going to let them stay there in your hand, because you are their father and I know you love them. And your love don't change from day to day. Like, I can cut mine on and off like a switch. The day I love you, tomorrow I can't stand you. But you know, God is not like that with us. He don't love us by condition. I love my children sometimes by condition. I love some people sometimes by condition and by conditions only. But God is not that kind of God. He's a loving and a kind and a merciful God. But I want you to know today, and sometimes your battles are hard. Your battles are so hard. Sometimes people see you on the outside and they don't know what you're dealing with and battling with and struggling with on the inside. They have no idea. They see Sister Donna and she's smiling. How you doing? But you don't know how crushed and how broken her heart is sometimes. But let me tell you something. If you ever want to be something for the Lord, sometimes it's got to hurt. You got to take a little pain sometimes. You got to take the bitter with the sweet sometime. Because sometimes the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. So the more you go through sometime, you just say, I'm going through so much. Well, you have to realize that the much you are going through, when God get ready to bless you, it's going to be so much more. Like they said, double for your trouble. It's going to be so much more. So just keep on pressing your way. Don't give up. Just keep on pressing, because God is going to meet you in the end. He loves us unconditionally. And whatever it takes for us, sometimes I just think we take God for granted. I really do. We take God for granted that because he loves us, and because he's merciful and kind, and because he is forgiven, and because we have his grace and his mercy, we take all of that for granted, that I can just mess up the day, and I do sometime, and God will forgive me. But let me tell you, a foul is the trip. And when you deliberately do something, that's another thing. Yeah. But we say we love God. Now, when God come, when Jesus come back, and we got to stand before him, what's going to matter? What's going to matter most? What you did right, or all those other things that you did that you didn't have to do? When I say you, I'm talking about myself. All those other little things that you did that you didn't have to do. You could have just not did them. But we don't listen to the voice of God. We walk in the flesh. And the word of God tells us to walk in the spirit so that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. But I'm looking at David this morning. He's in this pit. And he said, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. It was a horrible pit. It was a place. It wasn't a nice place. Probably slippy and wet and dirty and dark. When you're in those kind of places in your emotions, you know what I'm talking about? That's your pit. That's your pit when you're struggling. When you know you had no business being at Stein Mart and Walmart and Ross. and Macy's and those other places when you know you shouldn't have been there because you had your bills to pay. You still went there. And then when it come around for what you your bills that you need to pay, you say, well, Lord, you know, please help me, God. Please. Don't you say that. Them shoes you're wearing, you know, like that new pretty dress you're wearing, and you know, and your car, you know, stuff and things. But then we put our own self, we dig our own pits sometimes, and we fall in. But it's, those are not the only things that, you know, our family life put us in a pit sometimes. Our hurts and our pains and the things that we go through with that people cannot see on the outside of us. And we don't dare try to tell them because sometimes, have you ever tried to tell somebody something and they don't never understand what you're going through? But when they're going through, they want you to hear them. But God is a lifter out of the pit. I want you to know that he will lift you up out of the muck and miry clay. And David said he put a new song in my mouth. A new song. That means he could come. He was going to take him up out of all of that. God is going to take some of us up out of some stuff that we're in. He's going to lift us up out of some of the stuff that we're going through. Some of us been going through some stuff for a long, long time. And we think God don't care. We think he don't hear us. He said, I'm hearing you. I have not forgotten you. And I'm going to lift you up. I am the lifter of your head. God is going to do that. And when he lifts us up, he said, I'm going to put a new song in your mouth. And you'll be rejoicing and praising him for it. You'll give the testimony of it. God loves his children. And what's the song say? He sees us and he knows us. Every one of us. Pastor Lane said, I know y'all. Don't he say he know us? I bet he, if you call him today and say, who at church today, Pastor Lane? he could tell you who here and who not here. That's all right, but he know us, and we know each other. But I thank God the word of God tells us to know those that labor among us. Amen. So God is a good God, and he knows us. And let's try to get it in our heart how much God really, really love us and give ourselves over to God totally and completely. I said, God, bind my will to your will. Not my will, but thy will be done. Let me do what you want me to do. I give up everything, God, for you because I love you. What is that song? Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. There's no other what? No, I'd rather be. Right now, there's no other place I'd rather be than in his arm. I feel protected. Yeah, in his arm, never disconnected. Yeah, I love Jesus like that. So when we love Jesus like that, we're ready to give him our all and our all. And I everything. So this morning, as I'm getting ready to close. I told you I wasn't going to be before you long. But even if you're in the pit, and whenever you're in the pit, if you slip in the pit, if you dig your own pit, or if somebody else push you in the pit, just remember that he's in the pit with you. The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the King of Glory is in the pit with you. He's your strength. He's your light. He's in the pit with you. Amen. So this morning, just yield your bodies unto God as a living sacrifice. Give up the right, the wrong for the right. Love God with your whole being. He loves you that way. So much that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. So may God bless you this morning. And remember, your pit experience are not too big for God. I'm in the pit. You can say that today. I might be in the pit, but I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Amen. May God bless you.